This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedians Greg Hahn and Reno Collier. We'll have that coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'm working on Paul Air today, but still this payment's wrong. Long came my evaluation, saying everything I did was wrong. Everything. Now I drive a compact. Should have learned to trade. Ain't got no money. I'm working for a minimum wage. Tom, you know why it's called a pay stub?
Why?
Because it always comes up short.
Oh.
Sit around his face. Oh, a thousand reasons. Woo! But still no raise. Just smiled, offered a transfer. Wonder what that pays. They're going to take me to California. Going to put me in HR. Just pay me a boatload of money. I'll skate to Pigeon Forge. Still drive a compact. Never learned to trade. Ain't got no money. I'm working for a minimum wage. We've all heard the poem, take a penny, leave a penny. Well, the fact remains, minimum wage leads to maximum rage. I swear to God. No! These bastards took my money, so I turned sore to me. Went for calling him a puss to break in our vending machine. Oh, I keep doing that job, and I want Randy to know. There'll be a day when I own this company, then it's gonna be so. Still drive a compact, but it needs to brace. Ain't going nowhere. I'm looking for a minimum wage.
baby. Minimum wage. It makes the rage. Minimum wage. Swear to God. Minimum wage. Don't pay. Woo!
Yeah. Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold. I hate to bother you, but we're back with the show. I know you're getting your drink ready, but we have two guests.
Baby, this thing, it's hard.
Wait till somebody's talking to stir that. That'd be the best way to do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, we have two very fine comedians in the studio, if not three, perhaps even more. It's comedian Greg Hahn over there. Greg, kind of a ladies' man, I think it's safe to say.
He loves it when you talk about
that. Yeah, okay.
That perfect. Yeah, perfect. Rito's here.
Yeah, Rito is also a retired ladies' man.
This guy, he used to be a lunatic. He used to be a little fat kid, full of time, pounding beers. He wrote a whole new act every week. Now he's all ripped, got married. You ruined everything.
We're joined by comedian Reno Collier.
Reno, what did you max out at, weight-wise?
Almost 260.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not, I mean, that's bigger than you are now, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was, you
There's
remember
your
those
athletic,
things.
Man. I
remember,
you can move. Yeah.
Well, I quit, I don't know if I told you, I quit drinking.
Yeah, I can see. I don't like it.
Apparently.
But it affected the economy of several states.
Dude, there was a liquor store by my house, and this guy, everybody's his friend, you know, like, you're my friend. Like 3 weeks after I quit drinking, they had a closed sign in the front of their thing. Everybody's like, nice job, jackass. I'm like, it's not me. Right. But yeah, back when we used to hang out, man, I used to get hammered.
I know.
So much fun. I was so fat and happy. You know what I mean? I was like, this is
creative.
Great.
You were creative.
Oh, very creative.
No, you still are.
By the time
around.
I woke up at 4 in the afternoon, between that 4 to 4:15, I was knocking out jokes, man. Wow. Tonight I'm going to talk about what it's like to feel like I'm hungover.
Oh, well.
You haven't aged at all, dude.
Yes, I have, man, but I still have 3 years from now I'll be in my prime. I feel good.
Good.
Just getting ready.
That's what do you want to do?
I never matured. You matured. Good job. What's that like?
I don't know. I did?
Yeah,
you're damn right. Well, that's because I'm grown up, Greg. Yeah, maybe you should try it. I quit snapping my fingers when I was 16 years old.
I meet a girl, I like to get down on one knee and ask her if she liked to be worked into the rotation.
I bet that makes her swoon. I'm at the age where if I get down on both knees, it's two knees and a nard.
A nard!
I'm trying to use the right words.
No,
You know what I mean? Like, every time I'm about to say something, I think about you going, no, seriously, we can't say that.
I forget what it was.
I remember what it was. I remember what it was.
Yeah.
I believe hole was part of that.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second half, hole. Okay.
Just like, hey, man, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I say it again. He's like, no, I'm serious.
It's
like,
one of those weird words. That,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll move forward here. And we don't want to lose track of what's happening in the world around us. Christy, what have you got?
Some women are trading yoga retreats for so-called rage rituals. I don't know if you've heard about this.
I have.
A rage. I don't think they're just a personal thing, Pat. A rage ritual is a ceremony wherein participants aim to let go of anger by screaming and beating sticks on the ground in the woods
for
at least 20 minutes.
Ever let go of anger?
Yeah, how about those women?
They hang on to
those broads.
Or at least,
oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm just helping you say what you're saying.
They do this for at least 20 minutes or until they can no longer move their arms.
What?
Rage rituals have garnered attention on social on social media, where they have resonated with women in particular. Among the growing number of people who now host rage retreats, Mia Banducci charges
Mia Griswold.
This is a Miss Mia Banducci.
Oh, Miss, okay, sorry.
Charges between $2,000 to $4,000 for such experiences.
I'll send you into a rage.
Yeah,
spending that much money? Huh?
Wait a minute. So you can't just go in the woods by yourself, grab two sticks, and start screaming?
Sure, you could,
but you wouldn't get the full effect.
A one-day version would cost you $220, according to this. Miss Banducci said when people give themselves permission to release their anger, their capacity for a joy actually expands.
What a load of crap, huh?
I know, yeah. You don't think there's anything cathartic about just destroying a bunch of stuff?
Of course. That's why they have rage rooms.
Right. So this is just a rage retreat?
Taking a sledgehammer and hitting an old car at a pep rally? Don't think that does anything? Nothing?
No, it's got to feel
good. How'd it feel,
Chick? I don't care for it. I've never done it. I've seen it done.
No. I thought you beat the windows out of your car at a...
Oh, no, I tapped it with a sledgehammer. It wasn't very good car.
But who's going to pay, what is it, $4,000 to go in the woods and beat on some drums and...
Stupid.
Well, this is the thing where you walk on the charcoal and you eat the hot dogs.
That's easy. I bet that's easy.
Did
don't
they
you
cook
think?
The hot dogs on the charcoal?
You've had a long-standing problem with the walking on the hot coals and the team building.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
People are being scammed.
Yeah, you can run over the coals. I could do it right now. No training.
But there's no point in doing it.
Take your shoes off and hit it. Right?
Easy. Oh. Just keep moving.
It's a pointless exercise. Exactly. You're being scammed.
Exactly. I don't know that I could do it. Right? Have any ever walked barefoot?
I know I couldn't do it. You know why? Because I'm not stupid enough to walk on hot coals to prove some a-hole's point.
What do you mean
about
you couldn't do it? There was a time where I was trying to cross a hot beach and I had to keep putting the towel down and step on it for a little bit.
It was too hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do the coals.
Yeah.
You just keep moving. Obviously. I kept moving on the beach.
Well, it was too hot.
It never ends. There's too much sand. But the coals, you're right. I shouldn't have kept going straight down the coast. I should have got a serpentine.
Next time, put your towels down closer to the hot dog stand. No, it's stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
So what, these women are out there beating on drums and making voodoo dolls out of their hair? Oh, this bastard.
I say do whatever you got to do.
Oh, it's only women, huh? Guys, don't go out there and start screaming. Come on.
Yeah, but it's called the garage. No. Yeah. We do it in the garage.
We sit in our chairs and brood until we get tumors.
Yeah.
We'll spend $4,000.
We push it all down with booze and ham.
Tumors.
You know, do it Bear Grylls style. Be out there in the woods drinking your own pee, trying to figure out what you're going to eat without killing. It's not going to kill you.
Drinking your own pee, but here's $2,000.
But beating on sticks.
Yeah, that seems like a really high price for a weekend retreat.
Well, shit. But then it also went on to say $220 a day, right?
Yeah, but still.
That's fine.
I can find sticks and go out in the woods. I
mean, do they serve lunch?
I would hope.
Yeah, a hotel and a continental breakfast.
Excuse me,
yeah,
will there
nice
be a lunch?
Champagne?
Is there a lunch? I mean, if you're hit the Four Seasons, then you get to go like 100 yards into some nice groomed woods that have been carefully
that defeats the
curated. No snakes or gators. Right?
You don't like to tap into your feral nature at all?
You don't like to play in the woods?
Of course not.
Did you play in the woods as a kid?
Of course not.
It was the best.
No, we didn't.
I go on occasional walks to this day.
That's right.
Yeah, but I know where you walk.
But I walk with normal people every now and then.
On a nice trail that's already...
I don't make mansion villa or whatever.
I don't grab... On a man-made forest that they have animatronic deer.
Sure, yeah. I walk the trail. It's the nicest paved
sidewalk. Yeah. Occasionally getting out of the way of a golf cart.
Yes.
I'm out there.
Horrible golf cart.
But, I'm not carrying some bongos and going, God, I'm going to take my shoes off and run over fire.
Yes. Han, are you a camper at all?
No, I don't camp.
No.
No, it's ridiculous.
Bivouac?
It's ridiculous.
I'm a rugged endorsement, man. Girls like to camp, but I try to give, you got to let the lady have the choice. So I try to present it to her. You want to stay in the Waldorf Astoria and get the spa? Or do you want to go outside and get eaten by a bear? You know what I mean?
Great choice.
Get stung by 120 hornets.
And I know you guys are both professionals, so I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But as I always like to say, even at his peak, Tiger Woods would take a swing coach with him. In terms of instructional comedy, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado.
Rules that sexy men. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
When does a sandwich cook?
When?
When it's bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Now, we'll do the old exegesis on the joke. You want to help him with the joke?
What? It's bacon.
He's bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
I got the bacon part.
Yeah.
What about didn't get any.
See, he is.
What is a sandwich cook? It's when he is baking lettuce and tomato. The hard part is that nobody ever just bakes lettuce and tomato.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are we having for dinner? Baked lettuce and tomato. Oh, that sounds like I'm going to a restaurant.
I always think a bacon lettuce. I love BLTs, but a BLT tastes like the last bite of a hamburger when the meat's gone.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like it's the left after you've eaten all the meat out, and that last bite toppings. Just has the bacon and the. You know what I mean?
I'll do a dumb one next time.
No, that was
Ace, you know I love you, dude. Ace, I thought follows, your delivery was perfect.
He follows my rule of comedy.
Which is what?
Of how to tell a joke. Make it quick. Make it quick.
Get
right?
in and out.
Just say a whole bunch of words in a row.
Well, yeah, as long as it's quick. Yeah. Because we've all been in front of somebody. We've been in front of somebody that wants to tell us a long joke. You know what I mean? It's like a hostage situation. There's four people that want to go into heaven. And the first guy says, and you're like, get to the fourth guy. Tell me the punchline. I'll figure it out backwards.
Knock, knock. Come in.
Well, oh, it's time to get back.
Ace does have brevity on his side.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, that's the key. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Now, where was I? Oh, I was saying hello to Christy Lee with her new haircut. Did you get your bangs cut?
I got my whole haircut. I lost like 3 inches.
Your whole hair?
All my hair.
You lost 3 inches? That'd be what, your first husband?
Oh. Oh, yeah. He was dead. Thanks.
Of all the men you've been married to, including the current, who had the biggest penis?
What did I say about too many men on the show?
Better say Andy.
Yeah, you were on the show.
Yeah, the answer was a quick Andy. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, short, sweet. Yeah, that's it.
Andy.
We just learned that.
Everything's Andy. Everything's coming up Andy.
Andy's for Andy. Reverse it on him, Christy.
Everything's Andy.
Oh, Josh, did that?
Josh, of all the...
Yeah.
Who had the whitest? That would be Rebecca.
Oh. I know. Poor, poor Rebecca.
You don't have to say it twice.
I didn't.
See, that's the old echo joke.
Right.
red radio flyer wagon, the size of an SUV, going up for auction. Yes, the old radio flyer.
The size of an SUV?
Yeah,
yeah, I got
a picture of
this.
Built on the chassis
thing.
Of a 1976 Mazda pickup truck. The wagon car, which is fully road legal, has a top speed of 60 miles an hour and has 57,000 miles on the odometer. It's currently being auctioned online by Alaska Premier Auctions and Appraisals. This wagon car traveled across the United States, including the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Where did I lap around the track?
Do you have to steer with the handle like you would?
Oh,
when
my God.
That is awesome. No.
And a turning radius of nothing?
It looks exactly like... There it is.
There it is.
Look at those.
But it's got a couple of seats.
It's a wagon.
Yep, that's the guy who would drive that, all right.
And his grandmother?
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. What is going on in that photo?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't that big handle get in the way of your vision?
If you're going
to
get a publicity shot, you know, usually they take it out to a nice forest.
Yeah.
Or here they're at the...
A nice forest.
Looks like the center of 8 Mile.
They're at a towing repo lot.
Yeah.
But it is, in fact, it looks like a giant radio flyer.
Do you drown when it rains? What happens?
Yeah.
Look at that parking lot. There's an old boat.
Yeah.
Something got tipped. That's a toad.
It looks like a caboose.
A pile of peat gravel.
Caboose way in the background there on the left. What
and it looks
thing?
Like a guy who's, you know.
The whole thing looks
four
fake.
Four light show of a 5-way.
Doesn't it look fake? The whole thing
looks like
fake.
A Wednesday night gig.
The photo looks fake. The people in it look fake.
Why do the people in it look miserable?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be happy in a giant wagon? I think the wagon itself looks cool. It looks just like.
I still have my kids' radio flyer wagon.
Oh, that's great.
Do your kids have one?
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Mine do.
Oh,
I still have it.
Yeah. It's a classic.
I used to love riding a wagon down a hill. I love it.
Me too.
Yeah, then you get that steering stick.
Yeah, you get it right in the face.
You overturn and just flip so hard.
Yeah. But it was so fun.
Yeah.
Remember when you could get hurt and just shake it off?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, great.
Fall down. You're screwed.
Fall now, you break a hip.
Yeah. Pat and I were talking about that. Like, now when you start to fall, you go, this is bad.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah, I'm not coming out of it.
I fell off my bike last week. I went, uh-oh.
Yeah, we're a medium.
It's going to suck. Have you ever tried to take off into a dead sprint?
Yeah. I mean, like,
you go, you
like
fall.
Maybe
you're a kid, you just get up and you start running, yeah. And now it's like an ankle gives, you know, you're dizzy, you wait, know you're going
to
eat it.
Get back to the beginning, so you can get up?
Yeah.
The standing part's the tough part for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you stood up and you weren't lightheaded?
Yeah.
I'm just dizzy from...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.